All this news comes to us on the day of the first scheduled debate between John McCain and Barack Obama. And we say scheduled because we don't know if the debate will really happen. Senator Obama says he will be in Oxford, Mississippi tonight. Senator McCain says he might not. He's called for a postponement while Congress deals with the crisis in the financial markets. And while the debate, if it happens, would be the first between these two candidates, they have both had a lot of practice. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Whether this debate happens tonight or sometime down the road, the performances of these two candidates during primary season debates provide plenty of clues as to what to expect.
Well, I think that Barack Obama and John McCain are very different debaters, and it's almost as though what one has, the other lacks.
Alan Schroeder of Northeastern University specializes in presidential debates.
I see McCain as a very extroverted debater, somebody who gets right to the point, who doesn't mince any words.
In case you missed it, a few days ago, Senator Clinton tried to spend $1 million on the Woodstock Concert Museum. Now, my friends, I wasn't there. I'm sure it was a cultural and pharmaceutical event. I was tied up at the time.
And then Obama is much more of an introspective guy, and his style of speaking reflects that.
Well, the first thing we'd have to do is make sure that we've got an effective emergency response, something that this administration failed to do when we had a hurricane in New Orleans. And I think that we have to review how we operate in the event of not only a natural disaster, but also a terrorist attack. The second thing is to make sure that we've got good intelligence, A, to find out that we don't have other threats and attacks potentially out there.
Of course, the flip side of each of these traits is that Obama can be rambling at times and McCain can be too terse or seem irritated. During the primaries, the more than 20 debates on the Democratic side give many Americans their first in-depth look at Senator Obama. The reviews of his performances were mixed. Early on, he seemed to have a hard time standing out in a crowded field, for better or worse. He rarely seemed to deliver a line or a response that stood out. Sometimes when he did, it had the wrong effect. Take this exchange when Senator Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire was asked about her likability.
I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank Hillary, you so much.
That may have been Obama's worst moment in the debates this year. But over the course of the primaries, especially as the field narrowed to just Obama and Clinton, Obama's performance improved. In Republican debates early this year, McCain often found ways to highlight his time as a prisoner of war, and he used his experiences to bolster cutting exchanges with opponents. Here he confronts former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney on the topic of torture.
Well, Governor, I'm astonished that you haven't found out what waterboarding is.
I know what waterboarding is, Senator.
Then I am astonished that you would think such a torture would be inflicted on anyone in our who we are held captive, and anyone could believe that that's not torture. It's in violation of the Geneva Conventions. It's in violation of existing law.
Tonight's scheduled debate is about foreign policy, an area where Obama's and McCain's views differ markedly, most notably on Iraq. On the way to the nomination, Senator Obama used his early opposition to the war to highlight his judgment and to defeat Hillary Clinton.
I will offer a clear contrast. As somebody who never supported this war, thought it was a bad idea, I don't want to just end the war, but I want to end the mindset that got us into war in the first place. That's the kind of leadership I intend to provide as President of the United States.
During the primaries, McCain argued that he has the experience and judgment on the Iraq War. And he went hard after those who disagreed, even if they had no chance at the nomination, such as Republican Congressman Ron Paul. Here's McCain's reaction to Paul's opposition to the war.
We allowed Hitler to come to power with that kind of attitude of isolationism and appeasement. Okay.
It could be an example of how McCain will go after Obama. Each camp has studied all of these previous debates closely. Each will try to exploit the other candidate's weaknesses. McCain will try to get Obama to seem aloof or too intellectual. Obama will try to push McCain to be overly aggressive and to seem uncontrolled. That is, if tonight's debate comes off at all. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.